want to give you a little bit of perspective, a little bit of background. Just this month, you know, we've heard a few things from Judge Andrew Napolitano. He's made some claims. He got benched, pun perhaps intended, for a little bit. What, about a week, 10 days, something like that, after his remarks regarding GCHQ back on March 16th. But he's back. He says most recently that he stands by his remarks regarding GCHQ. That was March 29th. Actually, he released a story, Judge Napolitano. I stand by my statement on surveillance, which is interesting. I don't think we should take these things lightly. So let's go back, speaking of Flashback Friday, to March 14th. When Judge Napolitano had these remarks, and the video over at Fox News is titled "Why There May Never Be Proof, Even If Obama Spied on Trump." Go ahead, please.
Well, the White House faced with yesterday's deadline to show proof Trump Tower was wiretapped ahead of the election. Now explaining what the president really meant by his explosive claims, here's Sean Spicer.
He doesn't really think that President Obama went up and tapped his phone personally. I think, but I think there's no question that the Obama administration, that there were actions about surveillance. The president used the word wiretap in quotes to mean broadly surveillance and other activities.
Judge Napolitano says even if the president, former President Barack Obama, his White House did spy on this president, there may never be a way to prove it. It doesn't mean it didn't happen. Here to explain, Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, what do you mean he can't prove it? I thought he could prove everything. We have all the American surveillance and technology at our fingertips.
Okay, so the statutes authorize the president of the United States to order the surveillance of any person in the United States of America without suspicion, without probable cause, and without a warrant, meaning he doesn't have to go to a court to do it. So he can order the NSA, which already has the digital version of our phone calls, to transcribe the digital version into a transcript and give it to him. But if he does that, there's a record of the order.
Right.
So three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, and he didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ. What the heck is GCHQ? That's the initials for the British spying agency. They have 24/7 access to the NSA database. So by simply having two people go to them saying, President Obama needs transcripts of conversations involving candidate Trump, conversations involving President-elect Trump, he's able to get it. And there's no American fingerprints on this.
So you're saying that the British used their version of the CIA to wiretap Donald Trump's phone or
tower? Well, it's not a wiretap. The concept of plugging a wire into a phone box in the basement of a building is what the law was when these statutes were written in 1978. Everything is done electronically now via computer. The NSA has 24/7, 365 access to every mainframe computer of every telecom and every computer service provider that does business in the United States. And they share that with various intelligence agencies, including the Brits. So the British intelligence agency had this. What happened to the guy who ordered this? Resigned.
Incredible.
3 days after Donald Trump was inaugurated.
So Trump might be right, except for the fact who did it. Unbelievable. That, according to your sources. Judge, great job.
All the best, Brian.
So in addition to that, you know, we need to circle back around to Evelyn Farkas' remarks on March 2nd, which were shocking. Again, there seems to be mounting evidence that Donald Trump is absolutely right, though he is crude in his statements. He's definitely not as polished as, well, you know, Barack Obama, for example. But there seems to be mounting evidence. If this is true, and as Judge Napolitano pointed out, there are intelligence officials, I would say former, I don't know who the sources are, but I know that Larry Johnson, for example, has spoken to this, and maybe we'll get to that in a second. But next up, I want to give you a clip that is untitled, strangely, over on Fox News. on its video subsite, there is, or the what do you call it? Not, I suppose, subdomain, the video subdomain, video.foxnews.com. It's an untitled video. It just has hyphens. It's all hyphens. Published March 16th, 3 minutes 28 seconds long. The description, if you look up Judge Andrew Napolitano on Fox News website, under right now, under the latest from Andrew Napolitano, is this video, March 16, 2017, with a brief description. But again, that description doesn't follow over on the video subdomain. But the description says, Judge Napolitano's chambers, Judge Andrew Napolitano, weighs in on the latest developments surrounding Donald Trump's wiretapping claims. Now, this is 2 days after what he said that we just played, March 14th. He mentioned GCHQ on March 14th. And we know that, I think it was March 16th, same day of the clip that we're about to play, that he, I think it was March 16th, he spoke on Fox and Friends, mentioned GCHQ, and then took about a two-week break. I think it was 13 days, actually, from the 16th to the 29th, so almost 2 weeks. Anyway, here's the next clip, the untitled clip. It's all hyphens, but here's Judge Napolitano's chambers. Go ahead, please.
Welcome to my chambers. Did Barack Obama spy on Donald Trump when President Obama was in the White House and President Trump was Mr. Trump running for office? Well, we don't really know the answer to that, but we do know the following. The President of the United States has the authority to order the National Security Agency, commonly called the NSA, to conduct electronic surveillance of any person in the United States of America without suspicion, without probable cause, and without a warrant. Should he have that kind of power? Those of us who believe that the Constitution means what it says have been arguing for years that he should not. The reason he shouldn't is because the Constitution provides that only when there is evidence of wrongdoing can our private conversations and keystrokes on our electronic devices be surveilled by the government. Yet the president has that kind of power, and presidents have used it. Did President Obama use it on Donald Trump? Well, if he did use it on Donald Trump, it would have been very easy for him to do so just by communicating with the NSA. The NSA has 24/7 access to every electronic communication in the country and has had that since 2005, and has preserved those digital records, meaning every phone call, landline or mobile, every keystroke on every computer, every piece of digital data that moves on fiber optic cable is captured digitally by the NSA. All they have to do is press a couple of buttons, get the digital records, and translate that into a readable English language transcript and send it to the president. On the other hand, sources have told Fox News that President Obama could very easily have, and probably did, use a foreign intelligence service to gather this information for him. As wrong as it is for the United States federal government to have copies, digital versions of all of our communications, it is even more wrong for them to give access to this database to foreign intelligence services, and that's what they've done. Now, these are foreign intelligence services that are theoretically friendly to the United States. And the probable culprit here is called GCHQ. That's the Government Communications Headquarters, roughly the British version of the CIA. Intelligence sources have told Fox News that that is the entity through which Barack Obama more likely than not went through in order to get transcripts of the conversations that Donald Trump had with his aides during the campaign and with people he was planning on appointing to office during the transition. All of this is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional for the government to be able to surveil us without a warrant. It's unconstitutional for the government to keep private records on us. It is unconstitutional for the government selectively to conceal and selectively reveal what it does know about us. And the sooner the American public recognizes this and wakes up to it and asks President Trump to put a stop to it, the more freedom the rest of us will have. Welcome to my chambers. Fight the good fight.
For freedom!
So there you go. Judge Napolitano, that's a pretty shocking piece. And, you know, obviously circumstantial, coincidental that there's no video description. There's no video title or description, actually, for that video over at Fox News. Again, you'll find that under Judge Andrew Napolitano's bio page. You know, the bio page for each person, each Fox News contributor under Andrew Napolitano's bio page on the website under the section latest from Andrew Napolitano. It's pretty shocking stuff, you know. But have we become completely anesthetized to this? What he just said is shocking. Going back to 2005, every piece of information in your digital footprint has been swept up by our own domestic intelligence agencies and other agencies abroad. Think about how shocking that is. I mentioned the reporting by Sarah Carter and John Solomon yesterday that points out that, you know, we've heard a lot about Executive Order 12333, the expansion of sharing. The broader sharing, that expansion by the Obama administration, Barack Obama himself, allowing for the broader intelligence community to share information, to essentially create a cloak almost of anonymity, a cloak of plausible deniability. Well, we don't know where that came from because, you know, that's what bad guys do. That's one of the things spies learn. You'll see it in the movies. They want to go hide in a crowd so you can't find them. So EO 12333 creates a crowd for bad guys to hide in, if you will. But according to Sarah Carter and John Solomon's reporting, that's almost sort of a red herring because the Obama administration had been expanding the intelligence community's surveilling and sharing capabilities since 2011. So this is a huge bombshell story, especially if one is familiar, I suppose, with Barack Obama's background. You know, again, I mean, folks keep bringing up the Barack Obama's background and the fact that he cut his political teeth, so to speak, under Bill Ayers and the Weather Underground. And, you know, that story just conveniently seems to want to go away. Remember, we've played the clip of Andrew Breitbart speaking at the 2012 CPAC, talking about how, you know, he went to a dinner party hosted by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, and it was great. Bill Ayers is a great host and everything, and it was awful enduring that. But remember, Andrew Breitbart said we have proof, basically. We vetted Barack Obama. We have video. This time, he's not going to get away with it. Well, less than a month later, Andrew Breitbart was dead. And this Weather Underground story just never seems to want to get legs. Funny that, isn't it? But, you know, those familiar with Barack Obama's background, the Alinskyite community organizer, rules for radicals, agitate, irritate, organize, educate, nonsense, that kind of thing, Marxist provocateurism. Knowing, you know, it's kind of a, what I'm saying is it's kind of a reinventing of an expansion of the FBI's COINTELPRO I mean, think about it. Think about it. An Alinskyite community organizer has control of the broader intelligence community. Wow. The implications are staggering and could reach for years. You know, you could have so many moles in the intelligence community as a result of 8 years of commanding those agencies. So that's something to consider. Anyway, I want to continue with Judge Andrew Napolitano's remarks. And so if that last one is ready, I want to do that. So like I said, Judge Knapp got benched for almost 2 weeks, came back on the 29th, and issued this statement. If you're ready, go ahead, please.
Attorneys for the former Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock now say a congressional staffer acted as an informant for the FBI. They argue the case should be thrown out, saying this was a violation of the congressman's rights. Schock resigned in 2015, set for trial this summer on corruption and fraud charges. With me now, Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano. And Judge, nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Good morning to you. You've had a few quiet days.
Yes, I have.
You likely needed them.
Yes.
Before we get to the case facing the former congressman in Illinois, you put out a statement, I think it was 10 days ago,
right,
saying you were confident in the story that you reported here in the past month.
Yes.
You still stand by that? Or
yes, I do, and the sources stand by it. And the American public needs to know more about this rather than less, because a lot of the government's surveillance authorities will expire in the fall, and there will be a great debate about how much authority we want the government to have to surveil us. And the more the American public knows about this, the more informed their and Congress's decisions will be.
Well, so no change then?
Correct.
And we'll see how the story plays out.
We will, yeah.
In time.
Yeah, I think a lot more is going to come.
More on Andrew Schock now, okay? An informant, age 25,
yes,
did
yes.
What?
Well, the lawyers for former Congressman Schock allege that the FBI wired one of his former assistants. So far, we're okay. Passively sitting back and engaging the criminal target in a conversation is an acceptable law enforcement tool. But the lawyers also allege he rifled desks, took documents, and hacked computers. That would be a profound violation of the congressman's rights.
Really?
If done under the supervision of the FBI, it would be a profound violation of the FBI's role in law enforcement. It is so serious, it could very well result in the dismissal of the indictment against him. And the kicker, Bill, is they didn't need to do this. The evidence of Congressman Schock's guilt of the misuse of campaign funds and federal funds for personal benefit is overwhelming.
So you heard Judge Napolitano defend his remarks. I want to give you Larry Johnson's remarks here in a minute. But first, let's go back. You know, in defense of Judge Napolitano, I mean, some folks unfamiliar with the nuances, I suppose, around the story or some of the background will say, yeah, but that, I mean, that's completely unsubstantiated. If that was true, CNN and everyone else would be reporting Brian Stetler and his or Stelter. I always get that wrong. You know, Brian Stelter and his reliable sources would have reported on it already, but that hasn't happened. So is it really true? Well, we'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. All right, after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Kiss it goodbye. Unless we do something, we're going to change something. We got to get back to our senses. You know, again, I'm not an apologist. I'm not a sympathizer for anything other than the facts and the truth in this whole narrative, this cacophony, as some folks have referred to it. We've played those clips. You know, we just need to step back for a minute. You know, I don't know if you got it yesterday, the way that I got it, but it seems fairly self-evident that Ted Koppel is right. There is a very inflammatory, incendiary nature in Marshall McLuhan's Medium is the Message fashion to Sean Hannity's remarks, among others. As Ted Koppel pointed out, you know, we played Sean Hannity's remarks first yesterday, and then we played the Ted Koppel's A Polarized America piece, and hopefully you got what I got, which is – we are being drawn into a hysterical frenzy, an irrational hysterical frenzy, a psychosis, if you will. And we need to avoid that, avoid being drawn into that. It plays into the Glasnost effect, this Marxist provocateurism, and so on and so on. It's just not good, is the bottom line. Anyway, I want to continue on this narrative and give you a few more sound bites as a bit of background. We can't forget Evelyn Farkas' remarks back on March 2nd with MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski. Of course, she's the daughter of Zbigniew Brzezinski, old school bad guy. Anyway, this is what Evelyn Farkas said back on March 2nd. Go ahead, please.
Well, I was urging my former colleagues and frankly speaking, the people on the Hill. Mm-hmm. It was more actually aimed at telling the Hill people, get as much information as you can, get as much intelligence as you can before President Obama leaves the administration, because I had a fear that somehow that information would disappear with the senior people who left. So it would be hidden away in the bureaucracy, that the Trump folks, if they found out how we knew what we knew about the Trump staff's dealing with Russians, that they would try to compromise those sources and methods, meaning we would no longer have access to that intelligence. So I became very worried because not enough was coming out into the open, and I knew that there was more. We have very good intelligence on Russia. So then I had talked to some of my former colleagues, and I knew that they were trying to also help get information to the Hill.
A lot going on today.
Yeah.
Mark,
that's why you have the leaking.
That's pretty shocking stuff. I mean, I think there's criminality just in those remarks. You know, get this stuff before it goes away. Why would it go away? You know, you heard, oh gosh, who was it? With Judge Napolitano talking about, well, there's a digital footprint of everything. And this, again, gets back to my suspicion with regard to what's happening now. You know, the other side, the counter to the narrative that we hear, that we don't hear, you know, everybody's saying Devin Nunes is behaving strangely. What's he trying to hide? Maybe he's trying to make sure that stuff doesn't get hidden. Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's not that he's hiding things, trying to hide things. Maybe it's just he's trying to make sure that things don't disappear. Maybe that's a basis for his unorthodoxy. That's been my conjecture all along. What if Nunes went to the White House grounds to get information and then to Trump first to avoid the disappearance of intel, to create a trail? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's broadcast, this Friday, March 31st, 2017. And we're quickly running out of time. The phone lines are open, by the way, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And I want to, again, make it clear, I'm not a Trump apologist or a sympathizer by any means. People might ask, why aren't you playing the other side of this narrative? I think you get a healthy dose of that anywhere you look, out in the public view. I'm just, trying to point out a couple of things. First of all, if there is Russian collusion, it seems to be, nonpartisan or, I can't think of the term, but there seems to be widespread collusion. If there's collusion at all, it seems to be fairly widespread. And second of all, what gets lost in this, again, in Hegelian dialectical conflict fashion, is the fact that now what we're hearing is the open disclosure of how Americans are spied on six ways from Sunday. And that just seems to kind of fall flat in the narrative. You're spied on. We're all spied on. Everyone's spied on. Yes, it's probably highly likely that Trump was spied on. We'll give you a clip perhaps here in a minute of Bill Binney saying that back on March 24th, among many others. He's the NSA whistleblower that we've heard from a few times. But folks in the know have been saying over and over and over, we're all being spied on. And that seems to, again, that seems to fall flat in the narrative. We're all spied on. And so it's likely that, and then we get drawn into this hysterical, frenzied narrative. But wait, this is not okay. You heard Judge Napolitano say that earlier. We've heard that said a couple of times just in the clips that we've played already. It's not okay. That's not okay. Anyway, I want to give you the next clip. And this video, Fox News again, titled Trump Calls for Investigation into Clinton's Over Russia. And there's some other information that pertains to this whole narrative. So if you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
Once again, putting the Clintons in the crosshairs, suggesting Congress should investigate them over their own alleged ties to Russia. And there's new controversy surrounding House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes. News he visited the White House to meet with a source on his digging into surveillance of Trump and his team during the transition. Well, here's Nunes last night with O'Reilly.
We've known about this long before Trump actually sent his famous tweet out about the wiretapping at Trump Tower. We've known that there was additional unmasking of Americans' names. We had sources that had provided us to that information. And so what I had to do is I needed a place that I could actually go and find this information and review it.
Chief White House correspondent John Roberts kicks off our coverage. Good morning, John.
Shannon, good morning to you. You know, as pressure mounts over this Russia investigation into what Russia was doing during the election campaign in terms of trying to influence votes, the president is returning to a familiar theme from the campaign trail, taking another page out of the Peter Schweizer book, Clinton Cash, reminding people that while she was Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton sat on a panel that approved the sale of a Canadian company to a Russian company, and this Canadian company owned one-fifth of the uranium reserves in the United States. Also talking about Hillary Clinton and the big red reset button and new revelations that Clinton campaign chair John Podesta may have failed to disclose stock he held at a Russian-financed company when he took a job with the Obama administration. The president tweeting out this morning, quote, why is it the House Intelligence Committee looking into the Bill and Hillary deal that allowed big uranium to go to Russia, Russian speech, money to Bill, the Hillary-Russian reset, praise of Russia by Hillary, or Podesta Russian company? Trump-Russia story is a hoax. Make America great again. All of this comes as calls mount from the Democrats for House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes to recuse himself from the Russia investigation after it was revealed that the information he released last week that appeared to at least partially vindicate the president's claims of being wiretapped came from a visit that Nunes made to the White House the day before he released that information. The White House yesterday said they don't think Nunes did anything improper. Listen here.
We've asked both of these entities, both the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees, to undertake this review. So it is partially at our request that they're looking into this. He has said, from my understanding, on the record, that he did not meet with White House staff.
In fact, Nunes has said that he met.
So there you go. There's a bit more on this narrative. The pushback from Donald Trump. Again, same kind of thing. You know, it's an overblown narrative from both sides. It's a warped narrative. You know, speaking of John Roberts' mention of Peter Schweizer in his book, Peter Schweizer is what I would call a buddy of Steve Bannon's. They've worked together on a few projects. But Peter Schweizer himself admitted that his Clinton authorized 20% of uranium claims were overblown. And so, you know, this all, one of the things, speaking of this, that I haven't mentioned that I keep thinking about every day when we hear the healthcare nonsense, you know, people talking about as healthcare was, the healthcare reform was taking place from the 7th to the 24th of this month. It was interesting. I think that was 7th to the 24th, something like that. Those 17 days, folks were kind of pointing to how strange the narrative was shaping up and the sort of Machiavellian tactics that, Donald Trump seems to be adhering to. And, I keep thinking, you know, it's the author of The Art of the Deal. What do you expect? So in similar fashion, you know, this pushback seems sort of warped. And what happens is we're really not getting accurate coverage in any of this. So that's unfortunate. Again, I think we need to step back and try to take an accurate assessment of the landscape, lest we fall victim to target fixation and become an easy mark for broader malfeasance. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
You bet, Dave.
Hi. One thing is that word conflate is profound. It really is important, and I'm apprehensive about offering any suggestions, but I want to offer a suggestion about that. In order to bring the interest of younger people on board that are already listening, and obviously these are on archives as well, I suggest that you read the definition of that sometime for the younger people. The people like myself obviously have already done the research and looked it up and things like that, but bringing some younger people on board so they understand the importance of that as well is important. But all right, now, in terms of this controversy that keeps getting regurgitated about the spy agencies and everything, all right, now, I don't like Paul Craig Roberts' writing style, but I like the information he provides. I think he's a little too ad hominem at times. And there's a couple of other minor criticisms, but there's an article that he wrote a little over a month ago. It's from February 16, titled "The Trump Presidency RIP," and it isn't overly pessimistic, but it provides. Well, I'll just read this one sentence if you would bear with me here.
You bet.
Former National Security Agency spy John Schindler tweeted on Twitter that a senior intelligence community colleague sent him an email stating that the deep state had declared nuclear war on Trump and that, quote, he will die in jail, end of quotation. Now, that is an intrigue that should be checked out by everyone, because if that's a false statement, and Paul Craig Roberts, I have to credit with being careful with his scholarship, although, like I said, I don't like his ad hominem that's always blended within his articles. But this is from February 16th, 2017, titled "The Trump Presidency RIP." I highly recommend it in order to get a little deeper insight into how fierce Trump's enemies are, and that's what I wanted to comment on today.
Kind of reminds me of the words "beam me up, Scotty," and another person with hair issues.
Yeah, it's that
trafficking from Ohio. Yeah, same situation. I wouldn't put it past anybody. You know, It's clear, you know, looking at what seems to be happening behind the scenes, that there is a considerable effort that has been mounted to both protect or insulate and shield some Obama administration folks, Hillary Clinton too, and some of her folks, and to really try to railroad Donald Trump and some of his folks.
Yeah, well, in this article, Chris, Mr. Roberts describes, he starts it by asking the question, has Donald Trump overestimated his presidential power? The answer is yes. Is Steve Bannon, Trump's main advisor, politically inexperienced? The answer is yes. So he's not what you would call a sycophant of Trump or Bannon, either one. But see, the thing is Donald Trump made a huge, huge mistake when he fired General Flynn, and the enemy, I mean, these intriguers have to be identified. That tweet, if this tweet is legitimate, if this, I haven't checked it out yet, I just found this article today, but if that is legitimate, and I trust Paul Craig Roberts' scholarship quite well to be able to quote it, at least. But it's as if when he fired General Flynn, that he was still in the mindset that he was on The Apprentice, and he's the president. And that was a huge mistake, because the bad guys, the old school bad guys, smell blood in the water, and they're chewing on his legs, not just on General Flynn's. This is a fierce spiritual and psychological warfare that's going on, and I just think everybody, and I'm not a Trump sycophant, that's for sure. I'm not even a big fan of him, but I think we should all be in serious prayer for that man.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that. You know, I think your assessment is accurate, and I appreciate Paul Craig Roberts, the citation. I think that there is, you know, it is a, we've played clips of folks, even in the mainstream press, saying it's a spiritual battle, which I think is very provocative. We've heard that. I've heard it, I think, three or four times just in the last week or week and a half from various different places, including the mainstream media, which I think is very interesting. And your point about conflate, I think, is well observed, too. And speaking of conflate, I think of, you know, as you were talking, I think of the way that people, there is this transference that happens when I hear Director Comey or Director Rogers testifying before Congress. I think we have to remember that these agencies and obviously their leadership can be very cagey at times. And so, for example, when Director Comey is asked by Adam Schiff, Director Comey, was the president's statement that Obama had his wires tapped in Trump Tower a true statement? Comey's response was, with respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, he said, "I have no information. I have no information that supports those tweets." Well, that's interesting. And then he said, "And we have looked carefully inside the FBI. I have no information." That, to me, in my mind, maintains a degree of plausible deniability, and folks will conflate his statement, "I have no information," with perhaps the FBI as a broader statement. You know, the FBI has no information, or even the broader intelligence community. That's the leap that the mind makes, and I don't think we should do that, especially considering the FBI and the broader intelligence community's history of deceiving and even openly lying to the American people. So I think we need to be careful.
It's all about power games. At its base, it's all about power games. And the FBI, the CIA, any one of the spaghetti alphabet agencies are all about plausible deniability, and that's why, as frustrating as it is, that's why there's always more investigation necessary, because they're not lying and they're not telling the truth. Plausible deniability. And back to the word conflate just for a second. All right. This is a racially divided nation. Okay. Not half, but the people that identify as colored, their eyes roll back in their head at the term white nationalist, because those two terms should never be conflated. And the people that identify as white people, their eyes roll back in their head when they hear the term black Muslim. And it's just conflating terms. And when you bring definition to that, in Islam there are many different divisions of Islam, different belief systems within that overall system, they are not all carrying a sword. And that's important to understand, and I'm not in defense of Islam. As a born-again Christian, I am for genuine Christianity more than I'm against other things, and I just try to do the best I can with discovering well the put. Truth and presenting it to others.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, Jesus said to the Jews who were believing him, it says in John 8, if you continue in my word, then you will be my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. What could be better than that?
Well, there's a break that's coming up. I thank you for taking my call again, Chris. God bless.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave. God bless you, too. And that is the break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, March 31st, 2017. And before we go back to the phones here in a second, speaking of, you know, conflating and the hysterical insanity of this narrative, I want to go back to the testimony again. You know, Director Comey and Director Rogers testified before the House Intelligence Committee on the 20th of this month, already 2 Mondays ago, and I will remind the listeners of these words to open the hearings. These words by Devin Nunes. He said, first, so questions and comments among those. He said, first, what actions did Russia undertake against the United States during the 2016 election campaign? And did anyone from a political campaign conspire in these activities? That was number one. Number two, were the communications of officials or associates of any campaign subject to any kind of improper surveillance? Improper surveillance is an interesting term. And then he said, let me be clear. I've been saying this for several weeks. We know there was not a physical wiretap of Trump Tower. However, it's still possible that other surveillance activities were used against President Trump and his associates. Number three, who has leaked classified information? So those three questions specifically, were there any answers given? Do we have any more information as a result of the testimony of the director of the FBI and the director of the NSA regarding those three simple questions? Rhetorically speaking, of course. Interesting how that gets lost, obfuscated, and occluded in the hysterical insanity of the narrative and its cacophony, its ensuing cacophony. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Jim in Illinois. Jim, thanks for calling. Welcome. Oh, we lost Jim. Sorry we lost you, Jim. We're about at the end of broadcast here. So hopefully that makes sense. You know, it's interesting. Why are we not, you know, the answers to these questions, strangely silent? Simple questions. Those three questions asked by Devin Nunes. What actions did Russia undertake? Were communications improperly surveilled, or was there improper surveillance of any kind? And number three, who leaked classified information? We don't have answers to those questions. Funny how that works, huh? Again, kind of a one-sided narrative. Let's be sure that we don't suffer from target fixation. Anyway, I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.